Now, more people are experiencing poverty and going without basic essentials this year, according to the national president of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. The charity is receiving between 800 and 1,200 requests for help every day. And this figure will, of course, continue to increase in the run-up to Christmas. Nessun Vaughan is SVP chair of the Social Justice Committee. Nessun, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. That's staggering numbers there, and exasperated this year?
Yes, yes indeed. As you called out the figures yourself, an increase of 20% of calls so far this year on last year, and last year itself being a record year. So they are staggering numbers, but I suppose not surprising given the almost unprecedented increase in the cost of living, certainly the highest increase in cost of living in decades.
And this story reported with headlines like parents going without food so children can eat.
Yes, yes. It was a report there just published a few days ago by the Central Statistics Office. And so their figures, their survey they do once a year, and they show something like around 875,000 people in the country are reporting that they're going without nourishing food or suitable clothing or adequate heating. That's up well over about 180,000 up in the sort of corresponding figure last year. Yes, it's impacting severely. And of course, people who are on low incomes are impacted greater by the cost of living increase because they spend a higher proportion of their limited income on the likes of food, clothing, and heating.
Mm. Just on the food, there's a lot of food around. I mean, you know, we're rich food-wise in Ireland.
Yes, but you're going to a shop or a supermarket, you'll see how much it has increased. I think we all have experienced that. But people are now turning to the likes of food banks to get food. And is that acceptable in a society as rich as Ireland, that people should have to go to food banks?
Will your society be short this year? I know you're always looking for donations, and people in Ireland are very good. But will it be a bit of a struggle to satisfy the demand this year?
We're hopeful. We're hopeful through the generosity of the people living in Ireland that we'll be able to respond to other requests for assistance. It doesn't mean that, of course, we can plug all the gaps that people experience, but that we will be able to respond to people who need our help. So, yes, the people in Ireland are very generous to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, and we're very privileged on their behalf to be able to pass on the help to people who are experiencing difficulties.
Yeah, because not only the hungry and looking after families and all that, but the impact on mental health as well, and indeed physical health.
Absolutely, and we are encountering that during our what we call family visitations, where we are privileged to go into homes of families and individuals and, you know, sit down and talk to them. And it's apparent to us from our volunteers who do this work, people are basically in distress, stressed, and indeed that their mental health is suffering. Quite a number have said that.
Right. Well, it's a timely time to remind us all of what's happening out there. Thanks very much indeed for your time, Nessun.
I'm very grateful for giving us the opportunity to also just thank all of the donors and supporters. We are still here to help people who need us.
Thank you. Nessun Vaughan, SVP Chair of the Social Justice Committee. Thank you to you.